Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
We are going through and dealing quite extensively with the announcement around the hostage deal. President Herzog, I think, and I'd love your thoughts on what I read to you. His speech, I thought, was incredibly powerful, and it does capture the emotional conflict. Effectively, what Israel is saying and what the government is saying is, trust us. We've got to get them home. That's the most important thing. And we will assure your security, even though we've let you down before. And that's a very big ask. It really is. And I think that's probably part of what is making this deal with people so skeptical. If you think about what happened with Gilad Shalit, yes, people were somewhat critical at the time, but nobody really felt this level of fear. Let's talk about what the conditions of the hostage agreement are. Yael Vias-Gvisman is an Israeli-based international attorney. She's on the ICC list of counsel for victims and defense. Yael, a very, very good morning to you. How are you today?
Good morning, Howard. Good morning. We are in a cautious expectation. My situation. What we hear, first of all, the deal will enter into effect on Sunday.
Right.
And until Sunday, so much can happen. I mean,
yeah.
We know that there were hostages. I mean, until we see the hostages actually coming out, for the families, for the individuals, for the whole nation, nothing. This is just the paper, and we want to see it happen. Of course, it's just one stage, a very important stage, and we have to remember that there's 65 other hostages who are left behind for now. We know there's great political tensions in Israel. We have the Minister Smotrich, who is he's a minister at the Ministry of Defense. He's also the Minister of Finance. He's extreme right minister, at least a party. And he is asking for ludicrous. Well, ludicrous is an easy word from the government. Ludicrous, I'm saying it's an easy word because his requests, he has three requests, and they constitute international crimes. And in the same way, I'll explain in a minute, in a second, but I'll just say that in the same way that for me it's unbearable how we've all accepted that what we're seeing here is a ceasefire deal for release of hostages, a result of negotiations, and hostage shaking and enforced disappearance constitute crimes against humanity and war crimes. So what we're seeing here is negotiations in broad daylight over the most atrocious crimes. Humanity has decided ages ago that these are atrocious crimes, and we're negotiating over it. Of course,
Israel is negotiating because of necessity. Yeah. It always amazes me.
But because we shouldn't forget that, eh?
Yeah, it feels like it's a marketplace. All right, we'll give you, 30, we'll give you 30 prisoners or terrorists or convicted, whatever they are, to three hostages. No. We'll give you. It's an absurdity. It's trading lives of stolen people, many of them children.
It's obscene. It's obscene. That's what it is. And we have to remember that the individuals who were taken from Israel, who are Israel nationals, U.S. nationals. I mean, there was 40 different nationalities involved in among the victims of October 7 attacks, Hamas attacks, and four other militias. And yes, you're right. We're seeing this bargaining with convicted prisoners. We have to say, these are people who are in prison, just like in every country in the world. There are individuals who are in prison after, in rule-based countries, there's fair trial and all this. These are convicted individuals who committed a crime. Whereas the individuals who are being released from October 7 are holding them is crime against humanity. Is a war crime. So yes, it is obscene. On the other And we have Minister Smutrich, who's asking for what basically is ethnic cleansing. I mean, I know, we know there is a, we can't deny there is a security threat. There always has been a security threat, but the solution to that cannot be, you know, ethnic cleansing. And that would, you know, we're just, if the government agrees to any of that, and which is, it won't, and it hadn't, of course, because it's, you know, of course, then it would just serve.
Oh, we seem to.
And of course, we know that Israel is fighting for its at its most difficult hour. That's what we're doing since October 7. We're not there to commit genocide or to commit ethnic cleansing.
Is there a reason that this is only, you know, there's only, I don't know whether it's, I've seen conflicting reports. One report said 3 hostages being released on Sunday, another said 5. But no matter, you know, either way, is there a reason that these numbers are so low and so drawn out?
I think we can only guess, but let's say if we look at the previous hostage release in November, then this was also the pattern. There were several days of ceasefire, and then every day, a few hostages were released. So we've never seen a mass release of all hostages in a deal, and I guess it's also a sort of a pilot, right? Every day there's advancing, and it's a step by step hostage release deal.
What are the chances of this deal continuing throughout the 42 days? I mean, I know I'm asking you to guess something, and it's just not, there's no way to really know it. But given Hamas's behavior and given the history of it, are we likely to see a full 42 days of ceasefire?
I want to see that we're reaching Sunday where the deal enters into effect. That'll already be a brilliant day. I think we need to remember that these hostages are held in dire famine. They're maltreated. They're emotionally and physically under, you know, torture, and they've submitted, you know, these are the elderly. These are, we know that their health situation is not going to be a good one, and so every day the clock is ticking, and every day that passes is a day, you know, we're filled with uncertainty. And we have to remember that this phase of the deal doesn't yet include 65 individuals, human beings, who are still there, whether alive or whether they need to come back to burial to their families so that they can start having closure. So this is, you know, I think there are 1,000 steps until this deal actually is executed successfully, and there is another 1,000,000 steps until all of the hostages are released.
Yael Avias Agvisman, who's an Israeli-based international attorney. Thank you, as always, for chatting to us and bringing us that perspective.